Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
아, 되네요. 예, 네, 안녕하세요, 여러분.
안녕하세요.
Thanks for stopping by our podcast, our EnglishInKorean.com original podcast. Today's Monday, so why don't we start by talking about your weekend? Shine, how was your weekend?
Yeah, but nothing special. It was just I hung out with my friends, you know. What about you?
I don't remember what I did, but I don't think it was anything special. Oh, you know, I enjoyed the fall colors. Enjoyed the fall leaves.
Wow.
Oh, so, yeah, you know, 낙엽, we can say fallen leaves.
Yeah.
And what else can we say? What are some other... Oh, so we say autumn colors, the fall colors.
Yeah, but how do you say 단풍 in English?
Yeah, just autumnal colors. So 가을 그 fall도 있고 autumn 있잖아요.
네.
근데 autumn의 형용사형 autumnal. AL 붙이면 되거든요.
아.
그래서 autumnal colors이라고 하고 fall colors이라고 해요. 그냥.
And many people think like 단풍 is just maple because 단풍나무 in English is maple.
Yeah, but no. No, that's just one kind of a tree, right? But a maple tree is what, you know, maple syrup comes from too, right? But there's definitely a lot of fall colors to see besides just the maple trees. Oh, and I went to Gyeongbokgung.
Wow.
You know they had the Gyeongbokgung was open at night?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was the first time. Yeah, it was the first time it's been open at night in about 650 years, I heard.
Oh.
And I went there. That was really nice. Wow. So I guess I did do some things after all.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for nice information.
Hey, you're welcome. Okay, today we're going to look at on the website, there's a category or there's a posting called Getting Along with Coworkers. And in that title, already there's two important expressions. So one thing is 동료, right? 같이 일하는 사람, 같은 직장에 다니는 사람들, co-workers. And another important expression there is getting along. 진짜 많이 쓰는 말이잖아, getting along.
네.
So you can use this about friends. You can say, are you getting along with your new friends? Or you can use this about a job. Like you could say, how are you getting along at your new job? Like 새로운 회사에 입사해서 어때요? 잘 돼가요? 그런 의미예요. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, but we especially use it about other people. So let's look at the vocabulary today that we can use to talk about how well we're getting along with the people we work with. Oh, what's another word for 동료, by the way?
Colleague.
Colleague, right. That's the one that's kind of more well-known in Korea, right? Colleague. Okay, colleague은 조금 더 있어 보이는 단어이고, 그거, 예, 그거 좀 고급 어휘이고, 평상시에 그냥 co-worker이라고 하시면 돼요. Okay, so I'll say the word, and then you repeat after me for some pronunciation practice, okay? Alright, get along.
Get along.
Okay, so like we just explained the meaning of that, 원만하게 잘 지내다. Okay, co-worker.
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 Peer.
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 Okay, so what's the meaning of peer?
Peer is like 제가 알고 있었던 단어는
right.
그냥 동기 그런 것도 되지만 그냥 제 또래?
Right, 또래 그리고 그 나랑 그 조금 같은 급인 사람. 저보다 그 지위 높은 사람 안 되고 저보다 낮은 사람 안 되고
네.
저랑 같은 위치인 사람.
마이클은 저랑 같은 위치니까 제가 좀
더 높은가? No, I don't
think so. 귀여우니까.
I'm the teacher. okay, fine. So you're not my peer then. and let's look at the next one. Superiors.
Superiors.
제가 왜 그거 복수형으로 썼는지 모르겠어요. 다른 거 다 단수형인데.
상사들.
yeah, okay.
주리스도 follower.
Yeah, so superiors, yeah, 상사, 저보다 윗사람, 위에 있는 사람. And 선배 영어로 옮기면, I would recommend you use the word superior, not senior. Senior is a little 좀 다루기 힘든 단어인데, 잘못 말하면 노인이라는 뜻도 되고, senior originally means, you know, knowing,
yeah,
right?
Like so a senior citizen means,
you're right,
yeah.
And senior center, what is that, 경로당, 맞아?
경로당?
Right?
네네네,
yeah,
맞아요.
That's called the senior center, yeah. So I'd be careful about using the word senior. It also, you know, means 고등학교나 대학교에서 몇 학년?
What do you mean?
몇 학년 가르치는
아,
거죠? 4학년. Right.
근데 고등학교에는 우리는 시니어리 없잖아요. 그러니까 그쵸. 사, 아, 그
제 생각엔 그러면 한국 같은 경우 3학년 시니어리라고 하겠죠. 번역하면.
아, 예,
주니어라는 거 아예 없애고.
주니어를 없애야 돼요?
Yeah, I, right?
Freshman, yeah, freshman and so,
maybe freshman, sophomore, and then senior.
아,
probably 그렇게 그렇게 하면 되겠죠.
You know, I heard that like first year of high school and the second year of high school because yeah, grade is for these young kids like the 그런 elementary school에만 쓰는 게 좋다고 그랬던 것 같은데 맞아요?
yeah, 우리 보통 고등학교, 대학교에 대해서 grade이라고 안 쓰죠. 그냥 만약 쓴다면 that would be called 12th grade. 4학년, 아. 고등학교 4학년 is 12th grade. Junior year is 11th grade. Sophomore year is 10th grade. And your 9th grade is freshman, right? Okay, so let's move on. Okay, 회식, what's that in English? How can we say 회식?
Company get together.
Right, company get together. Another thing that would work would be staff party.
Right? How can I use it? Like company gathering?
Company gathering is okay,
okay.
too. Yeah, mm-hmm. that would be fine.
Like staff meet, like dinner meeting?
Yeah, staff dinner meeting. That's kind of, you know, dinner meeting would be like 만찬. But that kind of sounds like 이렇게 먹으면서 회사 일 이렇게 나누는 조금 네. 그런 자리인 것 같아요.
네, 회식이 거의 그래요. 한국 회식이 거의 그래요.
네, 그래요? 근데 if you say like, what did you say before? The staff party?
Yeah, dinner staff party? Dinner party.
Yeah, I suppose that's okay. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the next one. What is 경쟁 in English?
경쟁? Competition.
Right, competition.
But we didn't say like, you know,
flattery. Oh, flattery. Oh, we missed one. Okay, so yeah, flattery. Do you think you can use that in a sentence?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, oh, here, I'll make an example. Let's say I came in, I came to see you and I said, oh, Shine, you look so good today. Did you get a haircut? But the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm going to ask you to do a favor.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so. You're serious.
No, no, I don't think so.
I look nice, right?
No, it's just flattery.
So, do you think you're good at flattery?
No, not really. I don't use this. I don't use this technique very much.
그래서 맨날 저를 갈고요.
아, 아첨을 안 쓰는 사람이에요.
잘해야 돼요, 한국에서 살려면.
그런 거 통해서 제가. 얻으려고 하지는 않아요. Okay, so that's flattery. And remember, 그거 명사형이에요. So, 동사형 뭘까요?
Flatter.
Flatter, right. So you could just say, don't flatter me, right? 멀려. 뭐 그런 쓸데없는
그것도 있잖아요. 그때 그 사람들이 뭐, 오늘 샤인 정말, you look really nice in there. But I normally say, thank you, but I got there a lot. Like, 하지만 저는 근데 가끔은 뭐 겸손해지고 싶을 때, I'm so flattered.
Yeah, I'm so flattered. Or you could all just say, don't flatter me. 그것도 많이 써요. Yeah, don't flatter me. Sometimes when we 그렇게 칭찬을 받을 때, 또 겸손한 대답으로, you 네. could say, oh, you're so kind. 그것도 정말 많이 쓰거든요. You're so kind. Oh, you're so kind. Alright, next. Task. What is a task?
저는 task가 일이긴 한데 거의 잡일 이런 것만 말한 줄 알았는데 그냥 일이면 다 task라고 할 수 있는 거예요?
Right. It's kind of a small job. Like a particular task. One specific thing that you have to do. Whereas duties are more kind of your everyday general things that you have to do. That's kind of the difference. Like a task is one specific small job, and duties are things that you have to do over and over every day. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the next one. 실적. How can we say 실적 in English?
Job performance.
Right, job performance. So, you know, 평가하다 뭐예요, 영어로?
Estimate.
Yeah, estimate or appraise, right? Appraise. So we can say we're having an appraisal of the employee's job performance, right? Job performance appraisal. 그런 거 많이 하죠. 회사에서. Okay, next. To maintain boundaries. What do you think that means if I said, I think it's important to maintain boundaries in the workplace? What does that mean to you?
If we are really close coworkers, when somebody could like make some rumors, or am I right?
Right. Sometimes if you get too close to coworkers, it can cause trouble in the end, right? I think this is more of an American idea maybe than Koreans, because you know in Korea it's really important to have 회식 and, you know, have a good time with your employees. You go to the 노래방 together and drink. And that's about building, like, this team spirit, like, getting close to your co-workers. But in America, I think a lot of people like to separate their personal life and their work life. So I think in America, a lot of people just try to keep the work friends as work friends and personal friends as personal friends.
Yeah.
And not really kind of... let work people know all about their personal life. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the next one. How do we say 남의 일에 참견 안 함 or 참견하지 마라? How do you think you would say that in English?
None of your business.
Right. So you'd say none of your business, or if you just want to say 내 일에 신경 쓰지 마. Right? If you just want to say that, you can say mind your own business. 진짜 많이 쓰는
거예요. 너나 잘하세요. Right? Mind your own business.
Yeah, mind your own business. Right.
Michael, mind your own business.
No.
kidding. I mean, it's my job.
It's my job to mind you. Okay, let's look at the next one. To spread rumors, what does that mean?
Yeah, 소문을 퍼뜨리다.
Right. So what does spread mean originally?
넓게 퍼지는 거 있잖아요.
Right, but you can also use it when you say, like, spread butter on bread, right? If you take butter and spread it on, right? It has that meaning too,
well,
right?
I think I've heard about, yeah, similar expression, like maybe spread beans, right?
Spill the beans, you mean?
Spill
the beans. Which, but, 그 말이 나온 김에, now that you mention it, 내가 가르쳐 주고 싶었던 그 속담 있었어요. 속담 아니고 수거. Let the cat out of the bag. You know that?
Yeah,
it has the same meaning, right? What is it? So that, to tell the, what is it? 누설하다? 그 비밀 같은 거?
네, 맞아요.
Yeah. So, to let the cat out of the bag or to spill the beans, both mean that. 원래 이렇게 말하지 말았어야 되는 걸 말해버렸다. Then I could say, oh, you spilled the beans. Or, oh, you really let the cat out of the bag.
그 제가 들었던 거는 그 고양이를 예전에는 뭐 어떤 백에 그걸 싸서 그걸 보여주면 안 되는데 그걸 이게 뭐였지? 그게 확실히 기억이 나지 않는데 아세요?
아니 그 어원 제가 아직 알아보지 못했어요.
그래요?
영어 수거 진짜 다양한데 네. 제가 다 알아보지 못했어요.
제가 기억나는 건 어떤 네. 지금 말하면은 틀리면은 리버스를 못하니까 알고 나서 제가 제대로 다시 본 다음에 알려드릴게요.
그래요? 우리 다음에 다시 얘기하자.
근데 제가
저도 한번 조사해볼게요.
제가 아는 바에 의하면 그냥 어떤 거를 대신 넣는데 그걸 열어봤더니 고양이였어요. 그래서 고양이를 꺼내서 뭐 이거는 고양이를 꺼내다가 뭐 비밀을 누설하다 아니면 말하지 말아야 되는 걸 말해야 된다 그런 거 되는데 그게 정확한 의미가 많이 기억이 안 나거든요.
네, 그런 수거 그 어원 찾아보는 것 같은데 네. 진짜 재밌죠.
근데 한번 찾아보시면 여러분 예. 인터넷으로 찾아보셔서 뭐 인터넷으로 이디엄 뜻 찾아보면 정말 재밌어요.
I told you the meaning of those ones like don't look a gift horse in the mouth or it came straight from the horse's mouth. I told you the root of those, where those came from originally. But anyway, we better get back to the point here. Okay, so next, show respect. Yeah, what does that mean?
그런 존경을 보이다.
Right, 존경심 보이는 거 or 예의를 갖추는 거. So what if you wanted to say 적절히, 적당히? How do you say that in English?
적당히?
Yeah.
적당히? 어디서 적당히요?
그치, 예를 들면 뭐... 적당히 예의를 갖추어야 돼요.
Well,
it's like, adequately.
You should respect me well.
Yeah, appropriate. Show the appropriate amount of respect, right? We use that the appropriate amount of respect 같이 많이 쓰는 말이거든요. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the next one. So 부탁을 들어주다. How do we say that? Or what does that mean?
My 부탁을 들어주다가
yeah,
like
in English.
A favor.
Right, to do a favor for someone. So, if you want to ask somebody, what we usually say is, can you do me a favor? 많이 써요.
Yeah.
But remember, it's can you do me? So, 두 바로 뒤에 나, 미 오잖아. Can you do me a favor?
Can you do me a favor?
Good. And let's look at this last one.
Can I ask you a favor?
Can I ask you a favor도 되고? Yeah. Can you do something for me? 그것도 되고. All right. Let's look at the next one. To stay on the boss's good side. 사장님의 착한 면에 있다? What is that? 있어야 된다? What do you think that means?
사장님을 이렇게 기분 상하게 하는 걸 안 만드는.
Right.
좋은, so, 좋은 쪽으로만 편드는.
Right. In English, we have those two expressions like stay on someone's good side or get on someone's bad side. So if you say, oh, you never want to get on her bad side, that means like, you know how some people, when they get mad, 열 받으면, 열 받게 하면 정말 무서운 사람 있잖아? 그런 사람에
그래,
대해서,
그래, no.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm scared. I better stay on your good side then.
Yeah, you know, lose my temper.
Lose your temper?
If you are not nice to me, you should keep flattering me, okay?
Oh, okay. I'll see what I can do. So let's look at the 예문. We don't have time to do all of them, but let's just move down to number four. Let's look at number four because it has some important ones. So I'll read it and then you repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Being the life of the party at company get-togethers is a good way to get close with coworkers, but you have to make sure not to make a fool of yourself.
Being the life of the party at company get-together is a good way to get close with coworkers, but you have to make sure not to make a fool of yourself.
Right, so make a fool of yourself 그냥 직역하면 자기 자신을 바보로 만드는 거, right? So what do you think that means?
그러니까 너의 자신을 뭐 되게 멍청하게 바보로 만든다.
Right. So it means like 주대 부리는 거 취했을 때 or 바보짓을 하는 거 그런 의미죠.
네. So do you have any terrible drinking habit?
No. I drink from time to time, but I never make a fool of myself.
Hey, you never know.
Whatever. let's look at the so the life of the party. 그거는 명사인데 한 명사예요. So you would say it's 분위기 메이커 같은 의미인데 분위기 계속 업 시켜주는 사람 like shine kind of like you right
yeah I think so you know like you're kind of, your opposite meaning is
the death of the party
그렇게 쓸 수 있어요
아니요 제가 그냥 만들었어요
근데 제가 말했던 것 중에 wet blanket
wet blanket
젖은
right.
담요라는 의미인데 그게 이렇게 분위기를 젖은 담요 딱히
바람이 하는 것처럼 킬러. Alright, so yeah, I'm not the life of the party, but yeah, shine usually is the life of the party. Okay.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Oh, thanks. Alright, and then let's look at the last one, number six. So I'll read it and you repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
I don't think flattery is a good way to curry favor from your superiors because they will usually be able to see right through it.
I don't think flattery is a good way to curry favor from your superiors because they will usually be able to see right through it.
Okay, so 여기 예문에 나온 것도 이렇게 중요한 표현 두 가지 우리 배울 수 있습니다.
네.
So, 이 curry는 먹는 curry 아닙니다. 근데 스펠링은 똑같잖아요.
네.
인도식 curry 할 때. 근데 여기 의미는 거두다. 근데 우리 이렇게 많 써요. Curry favor. We don't say, for example, like 돈 거두다 to curry money. 그렇게 안 써요. favor 하고 같이만 써요.
네.
So okay, 조금 정해진 표현인데 curry favor. So 호감을 갖게 하다.
Curry favor.
Right. And so for example, politicians sometimes do this, right?
Yep.
Try to curry favor with the public. 여론, right? The public opinion is 여론.
Yeah.
So sometimes they try to curry favor with certain groups of the public. Okay, let's look at the next one. To see right through it. So, what do you think that means?
남의 속셈을 깨뚫어본다.
Right, exactly. 강파다. So, you usually use it with the plan too. Like, he had some grand plan, but I saw right through it. Okay? Okay.
그럼 내가 내 속을 뻔히 알아. So, I can see right through you. Can I
네, 그것도 돼요. Yeah, I saw right through him. 이렇게 과거형으로 I saw right through him.
그러니까, normally, mothers, they can see right through their children.
Right. yeah. No matter what schemes and lies the child says, the mother can always see right through it.
이거 우리 되게 비슷한 한국식 표현이랑 정말 비슷한 게 많아요. 저희도 막 계속 꿰뚫어 볼 수 있다 이런 거.
Yeah, right.
저번에 말씀해 주셨던 게 너 얼굴에 쓰여 있다.
쓰여 있다. Yeah, it's written on your face.
How can I say? How do you say? 네 얼굴에 써 있다.
It's written all over your face. Or it's written on your face. For example, like, what would you say? you're lying. It's written all over your face. 그렇게 말할 수도 있어요.
Okay.
Okay, so 우리 오늘 여기까지 하겠습니다. So thanks everyone for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.